Thank you, sir. First, Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. You guys keep saying, well, we should not criticize you, but then quit doing stuff that you don't need to be criticized. And one of them is giving money to churches. You've been done told before, quit giving money to churches. That's not to be given to churches. It's unconstitutional. Your lawyers done told you it's unconstitutional. By the way, not him. But your lawyers have told you before it's unconstitutional. And by the way, tell your lackeys not to put it into grant aid package either, because you done put four of them in there. You want a problem? We'll give you the problem. Quit giving these churches this money. It's not your money to give away to a church. They don't need it. If they want to be honest, or now if they want to be the devil and come in and fight with you, that's fine. But the two don't go together. They are a separate thing. Keep them separate.
Eric Bodenwasser.
What I heard, lightning.
No, they hear the other side now.
Lightning's going to strike the church again.
Oh, God, another ad. New Zion.
I got my hat in my hands again right here.
The heck of a hat.
Well, thank you for this opportunity to speak to you again. You fellas got me all messed up. I went to the Republican Party, told them I was going to run for a clerk of peace. Been talking to the retiring clerk of peace for about a year now, and now I don't know what I'm going to do. If I win, how do I know you're not going to not like the way I run my office and run some kind of a bill up to Dover against me? Not that I would do anything radical at all, you know, but... I mean, it's just tough for me to decide whether or not I want to run for office or not. If I'm going to worry that you guys are going to change the rules in the middle of the game on me. So you got me in a mess here. We had a bunch of people here last week, and you didn't take their advice. It's a shame. You ignored them. I guess Judd Bennett's put out a bit of a opinion poll out there. 5,000 emails. He's telling us 3-1. 3-1 against that bill he sent today, or HB 290. 85% of Sussex GOP response against it. They only tabled a bill, still working on it. They added an amendment to it. That amendment, by the way, is probably something the Delaware State Police don't want to do. They don't want to run mental patients up to mental hospitals, so we'll just give that dirty deed to the sheriff to do. And it's an insult, as far as I'm concerned. Another insult amendment. If this bill's not stricken, it'll pass sometime in the middle of the night on June the 30th. I'm asking you again, nicely, call Representative Short and ask him to strike that bill from the record. I know they've asked the court for a ruling. I think the chances of that happening are pretty low. We all know that courts make decisions on court cases. I hear some mention about false arrest. Well, let's arrest him. Arrest him for false arrest. Then you got your test case there, okay? But we don't have to go back up to Dover and stomp around. We were there on Wednesday, a bunch of us stomping around. We all want to get along. Want to make peace. I'm sorry to hear we're making our sheriff out to be some power-hungry liar. I don't know if y'all know the fellow I know. Decent man. Great man. Studied to be a pastor. And studied to be a policeman, and decided to be a policeman instead of a pastor. Knows the Bible like the back of his hand. Oh man, I've heard sermons from him. He's a good person. He grew up in a building that was built for Civil War veterans that were injured in the Civil War. His mother took in World War II veterans. I don't know if you know or not, but the Christopher family is held in tremendous high regard in Greensboro, Maryland. I mean, just wonderful, great Christian people. And, this is a good, decent person. And we're making him out to be some liar. Horrible. We're denigrating the office of the sheriff to Federal Express and a private auctioneer. Why don't we just change the name of the office to the Office of the Process Server and the Distressed Properties? I've got no faith in the Attorney General's opinion. They don't even investigate or enforce the codes that they are charged to oversee.
if you could kind of close up, please.
I'd be glad to. In conclusion, our sheriff, he wants to help the community. He wants to be a help. As a trooper pulls someone over for speeding and finds a warrant for that person's arrest, our deputies, they get summons and they research who these people are. Why wouldn't they take people into custody that have arrest warrants out on them? Kill two birds with one stone. That's more efficient government. That's the way to run government. So I hope you'll call Representative Short up and cancel this bill out. I'm asking you nicely again. Got my hat in my hands again. That's a nice hat, too, isn't it? All right. See y'all. Thank you very much.
Scott Collins.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Scott Collins. I'm the chief of police for the town of Selbyville, and I also serve as chairman of the Sussex County Police Chiefs Organization, representing the 18 municipalities here in Sussex County. Milford, we take them in too, since they're here a little bit. I'm here just to clarify a few points. There's been some statements as to what our organization, how we feel toward the sheriff's department. Basically, we are for something, whether that be from the attorney general's office, from the state legislator, the courts, that finally puts to rest this issue. What powers does the sheriff department have? Does he have any? If he does, what are they? Mm-hmm. Let's get it defined. Let's get people trained to where they need to be trained, and let's go from there. We have some issues that we have dealt with, and I have spoken with the sheriff on several occasions. In years past, I even provided some training prior to my time as chief to the sheriff and his deputies. But at this point, some of the statements being made as to the crime statistics here in Sussex County and to the response times of the agencies here in Sussex County, we do take issue with. Again, there's 18 agencies in Sussex County, 18 municipal agencies that respond out. If there's a 911 call, if there's an in-progress crime, we are dispatched out to assist. And likewise, the state police come in and assist us quite frequently. So there's no issue. I have an issue if you're saying that there are hours being taken for an in-progress crime. The other issue, and probably more importantly, we have an issue with and a concern for the safety of the deputies. A police officer, as myself or anyone that I hire, before I can put them in a uniform, they must have they must go through psychological testing. They must go through medical testing, physical testing. They must complete a training academy, whichever academy here in Delaware they decide to attend. But that must be completed successfully before we can put them in a uniform. Even if I hire someone that is certified from out of Delaware, before I can put them in a uniform here in Delaware, they must complete a set of training standards on Delaware law, officer safety, firearms first aid, the set standards. Even seasonal officers, and I was one of those at one time, 20 plus years ago, we must attend some sort of training program before we can get in a uniform and go out on the street. But yet we are putting deputies in full uniform out on the road. We have many, many citizens here in Delaware now that have moved here from states where the sheriffs have full police powers. When they see a sheriff in that uniform riding down the road, they are going to assume that that person is and has full police power as anyone else that would be in this uniform. But yet we're taking people off the street and putting them in a uniform, in a uniform that a person would see as a police officer. And we're putting those deputies at risk. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Didn't our former sheriff wear a khaki outfit? I don't think they were in uniform, were they?
I think you're correct. I'm not sure what they were. Okay. Bill Topping.
Good morning. My name's Bill Topping. I'm the chief of police here in Georgetown. And I'm here to speak to House Bill 290. I have a history as being the previous chairman of the Sussex County Chiefs Association for about 6 years with the previous sheriff, Mr. Reed. and I'm also the vice chair of the Delaware Police Chiefs Council. We've spoken with the other sheriffs, Trinidad Navarro and the sheriff of Kent County, in reference to this legislation. And we've been speaking to them for some time, and they have made efforts to dissuade Sheriff Christopher from pursuing this this line that he's going for. I've also done a little bit of research, and I saw an article in WBOC that was in December of last year in which Sheriff Christopher asked the legislature to make a determination on what exactly his powers are. And now that the legislature is trying to make that move, he's disagreeing with that position. And I think it's inconsistent with what he's trying to tell his supporters. His supporters have came up here last week, and they were very passionate and mostly respectful, and I respect the position that they occupy, but I think the position that they're occupying is a little misinformed.
Yes.
We have people out there, we have deputies out there that are doing things that they're not authorized to do under the law. We are a nation of laws. We are a state of laws. Yes, we have the Delaware Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, but Delaware operates under statute law 99.9% of the time. Very seldom do you see a constitutional challenge in court. It's a statutorial challenge. Our police officers, as Scott alluded to earlier, received extensive training in statute law. And the reason they do that is it's not the idea that you take your weapon out of the holster and you exercise deadly force because of firearms training. It's what you know and what you've been taught before you ever grab that. It's knowing that you're right when you do it. It's knowing that you're authorized to do it. It's knowing what powers you're operating under when you do it. Those are the kind of issues that the sheriff does not receive the basic training on. And as he stated, I can't take Vance Phillips or Sam Wilson or Mike Vincent off the street. So you're hired, Sam. Here's a uniform. Here's a badge. Here's a gun. Okay, go over here, qualify with the gun. Okay, we know you can shoot. And boom, you're out on the road enforcing the law. That's not fair to the citizens of Sussex County. It's just not fair. Because they're expecting somebody who knows exactly what they're supposed to be doing when they see a man show up in a uniform and a badge and a gun. And I don't think that the sheriff is properly trained to do this, and the Council on Police Training is not going to permit training in the academy. That's not going to happen as long as he employs people who are currently ineligible to be police officers, not just here, but anywhere. And when you have people working for you like that, that diminishes your credibility greatly. Once you've been decertified, you're done. And we think that Representative Short, we support Representative Short's actions in this case, and House Bill 290 should go forward. And I respect the council, and I think the council should support it. And I'm here to speak for it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
William Brazier.
I am also here to speak about the Sheriff's Department that is going through a lot of issues at this moment. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about what they should or should not do. On September 30th of 2011, I was illegally detained by Sussex County Sheriff Dennis Lineweaver on Route 113 just south of Milford. On that day, I was going home from the Department of Corrections firing range in Smyrna. And I will freely admit I was exceeding the speed limit of 55 miles per hour. And at that point in time, I apparently passed a white Impala sheriff's vehicle. At that point in time, Sheriff Lineweaver also exceeded the speed limit to catch up to my vehicle in very close proximity. Turn on his yellow dashboard safety lights to get to obtain my attention. Natural instinct, I did the courteous thing of pulling over to, you know, address the issue. He approached my vehicle, stated he was Sussex County Deputy Sheriff Dennis Lineweaver, and pulled me over because I passed him at a high rate of speed while he was talking on his cell phone. If I'm not mistaken, Sheriff's Department or any county employee for that fact cannot exceed any posted speed limits or can use a cell phone while driving a county vehicle. And Deputy Lineweaver continued to illegally detain me for approximately 3 to 4 minutes and then let me go on about my day. I come before you to give you a face with a story that I'm sure most of you have most likely heard about certain sheriffs, you know, extensive efforts to give the face of the Sheriff's Department being a law enforcement department. Like these other police officers stated, that I do not believe they have the appropriate training for this job. I've had many friends, coworkers, relatives ask me about my detainment. Reason being, there is a story that the Sheriff's Department portrayed, several stories. First one was, you know, just an innocent bystander speeding. Then it got to a bystander, the driver was possibly under the influence, which I can assure you I was not. As I said earlier, I was returning from the Department of Corrections range. Then it went to, you know, sheriff or this officer had road rage and was swerving through traffic and putting other people in danger, which, once again, I can reassure you, myself and that sheriff's vehicle were the only vehicles in that area. Then it got to this deputy sheriff had Delaware State Police respond to apprehend me.
What did you say? He had what?
This deputy sheriff made a story to certain individuals that the Delaware State Police mm-hmm. had responded to the incident to apprehend me. Once again, I can reassure that did not happen or I would not have my job. I come to you today, one, to commend you all on what you have done so far as to answering what this sheriff should or should not do. And I applaud you on supporting House Bill, I believe it's 290? Mm-hmm. House Bill 290. And I believe you guys still should, because I think it is a very good and successful bill as to answering what this man wants or should or should not have. And I would like to just ask that if the sheriff has any further stories or if there are any stories to be made, they be truthful and not slanders. There should never be fodder for the press over an issue to get what you want. I've had many people approach me and ask my credibility as an officer and as
we give just kind of because I close up, you could.
Yeah, everybody's limited to 3 minutes.
Sorry.
We're trying to do
that's fine.
Thank you again, and mm-hmm. thank you for supporting this bill.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no executive session, so we entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
I'm sorry. Yep.
Anybody?
Everybody's signed up on here. Sam, they spoke.
We need to recess, not adjourn.
Recess.
I'm sorry, there's a recess for public hearings at 1:30.
Yep.
Motion to recess. Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Somebody second. Yep. Come on.
Yep. Mr. Wilson. Yep. Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are now in recess until 1:30. Mm-hmm.